Moncrief on News Talk.
It's being widely reported that the daughter of Brigitte Macron, the French First Lady, has a new boyfriend. What's titillating them is that the daughter is 42, while the new boyfriend is 20 years younger. Following the pattern of her mother, who is 25 years older than Emmanuel Macron. Why does it matter? Should it matter? Are such relationships doomed, given that the older one will keep nodding off and eventually never wake up again? The matchmaker from Love HQ Matchmaking, Mairead Lochman, joins us now. Good afternoon, Mairead.
Good afternoon.
Do you come across this kind of thing a lot, Mairead?
I wouldn't say I come across it a lot, but I don't not come across it, if you know what I mean. We match thousands of people here every single year in Love HQ. And so we get lots of different requests, and age being one of them. What I would say is we generally see it the opposite way, that a man would like to meet a lady that's slightly younger. But we have had ladies that would like to meet a man slightly younger also.
Right. OK. What slightly mean?
So like we're talking about here 20 year age gap, but I would say in Ireland, when people come to me and they want to meet a gentleman younger, I would say max 10, 12 years is kind of the lowest age group that a lady would go if they were looking for a younger gentleman.
Right. OK. And why 12 to 15? Because they'd be embarrassed if it was younger, or people would see them out in public and go, is this your son?
I don't think so. I think it's just their personal preference. Like when people come to us, we ask them lots of questions about what the type of person they're looking for. And one of the things obviously is age. And so that's kind of where they're looking at. I would have seen it a lot more, we'll say, during lockdown, where ladies would have been looking to date men considerably younger. And I would have talked to ladies that would have joined us afterwards that would have had a relationship with a gentleman, maybe considerably younger at that stage. But very often it didn't kind of go to fruition once the restrictions were lifted and they were out in the public and everything like that. The relationships didn't tend to last as much as the other way around, is
right.
What I would say.
Okay, well, to put it bluntly then, the women looking for the 12 to 15 years younger, is that for just like riding purposes?
No, it actually isn't. There's a mix. Like, so you have to remember it. We do kind of have a stigma that ladies are, you know, looking for a sexual reason or whatever. But when it's the other way around, we don't ask any questions. Like, if you look at Jason Statham and Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, there's a 20-year age gap between them, but we never really hear about it. We kind of feel that, you know, when a lady is dating younger, she's must be just looking for a younger man for sex. But actually, for a lot of the time, they are enjoying the fun of it all, not just on the sexual side, but like they're enjoying how it makes them feel. And if you think of a relationship, you know, the person you're with, a huge part of it is how they make you feel and how you feel about yourself while you're dating them.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, there's a name for a woman who dates younger men, but there isn't
yes.
a name for a man who dates younger women.
And I was actually looking that up when I was doing my research here today. Probably the equivalent is sugar daddy, but that kind of puts the connotation towards money and finances and everything like that. There isn't the equivalent, so there isn't. So I think we've kind of inherited some sort of stereotype when it comes to ladies dating considerably younger. And I don't think there's anything wrong in it. And I think, you know, previously, I suppose a number of generations ago, it would have been, we'll say, resources or money dependent as to why ladies, and there's actually a kind of psychological term for it. Women are hypergamous, men are hypogamous in general. So basically women date upwards. So they tend to date taller, older, more money, those sort of things. And gentlemen are hypogamous, the opposite anyway, where they date downwards in general. Now, I would say, as someone that has matched 12,000 people in the last 10 years, I would say in the most case, so like 85% of my clients, I would say, would like to date a gentleman would like to date younger and a lady would like to date older. But again, I'm seeing those norms change dramatically now that the playing field is a little bit more balanced with like ladies working more, having successful careers, all of those sorts of things. Age is not as important anymore. And especially it's not as important to anybody that's coming to me that is, you know, a little bit older, I would say, that as in don't want to have a family. So if you want to have children still, we tend to want to date people that are similar enough age is what I have found. But if they are, you know, past baby making age or have no interest in having babies, they tend to be dating for themselves. And as a result of that, age is not really a factor. It's more to do with things like, are they in the same stage of lifestyle? You know, are they able to cope with the outside world? kind of stigma in relation to it. How do they handle things like power imbalance, money, you know, active lifestyle? Are they fit and healthy enough to be able to keep up with the person that's younger or vice versa?
Yeah. I imagine personality has something to do with this as well, because you can have somebody who's 45 and they might as well be 90, you know, that kind of a way.
Yeah, and I suppose what I would say is a lot of people think that men in general would like to date considerably younger women because of the sexual side of things as well and the fantasy of it all. But people that are coming to me here at LoveHQ are looking for long-term real love. And so very often they are looking for someone similar age to themselves. Most gentlemen that come to me, if they're 45, they'd like to meet someone 38 to 45. If they're 60, they want to kind of meet someone 52 to 60. That tends to be the norm. But again, the great thing with dating, the great thing with love is there are no rules, you know, and stop putting rules on yourself. If you're open to meeting someone that's considerably younger, go for it. Yeah. Enjoy it. Have fun. Or vice versa. There are no rules with it. Once you can deal with the stigma of outside, like a lot of people are able to deal with it within their own relationship. It's when they go out for dinner with friends, or it's this word cougar that's thrown around the place. You know, I'm even, they even joke me being a cougar, and my partner's only 5 months younger than me, you know.
So you disgust me, Mairéad.
I know, disgusting. And it's funny because I'm 42 at the moment, and he doesn't turn 42 until November, so he's totally milking it. But you know, you can have a bit of fun with it. But like for people as well, very often it's their own stuff, is what I'm saying. We put limits on ourselves. So when it comes to love, stop putting limits on yourself. How do they make you feel? Like, there's no point in being with someone 6 months younger or older than you if they don't make you feel the same as someone maybe 10 years older than you or younger than you. It's all about how you feel about yourself, about the person you're with, how they make you feel, and just are you enjoying life?
Yeah, and on that point, if you do have a couple and there is a significant age gap, and it doesn't matter how big it is, but if it's obvious just by looking at them there's an age gap, do you hear about that a bit, that they do feel uncomfortable because other people might be staring at them or might misinterpret the relationship and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I have a friend that has a significant age group, and regularly they would refer to, what's the story with your dad, or does your dad want that table, or you know, they go out for dinner and there's reference like that, and there's no harm in that. I would say, like, it just is what it is. People are thinking quickly on their feet and everything, you know. I think if you're comfortable in who you are, in the person that you're with, if you're happy in your relationship, none of that should matter. It is other people's opinion, and you have to take a bit of slagging. Like, you have to be open to a little bit of slagging and everything, but like, you find your people, you find your groove. There is going to be a certain level of people's past remarks and everything, but like that as well, you get that in all, like where you live, what job you do, that sort of thing. If I mention anywhere that I'm a matchmaker, people are like, oh my God, what do you do for a living? You know, so, you know, you have to be ready for the world, or what are you going to do? Stay at home. But like, it all comes down to love, more so than anything.
Yeah. For the younger men looking for an older woman, and I mean now, you know, significantly older, is that, can that have a sexual component in that it's, you know, a sexual preference some men have? They just like them a bit older.
Yeah, people often assume that younger men must be looking for a mother finger, or that the older lady must be trying to recapture her youth or whatever. But sometimes the younger man genuinely likes the confidence, the emotional maturity, the life experience of an older lady. And sometimes they can just, sometimes the older ladies can just find a younger man more attractive, more interesting, more emotionally compatible. Like, everybody that comes to me, regardless of their age, says to me, oh, I'm a young 40, I'm a young 70, I'm a young 80. But then you meet them and you're kind of like, oh, what's your lifestyle like and everything? And they might just like never leave their house, you know, don't know how to use email and like, you know, haven't gone for a walk in 6 years, you know, but they're young at heart and that's all that matters. So people have great ideas of who they are. And that's why I meet all of my clients in person, because, you know, they're going to give you the best version of themselves. That's why online dating for a lot of people doesn't work, because they can't filter out what's true and what's not. So, you know, you do say a lot of those younger men that are looking for older ladies, they do genuinely enjoy their company. They do enjoy the maturity of it. And like, I do have gentlemen saying to me, I'd like to meet someone a little bit older. And I probably get an influx of them now coming to me today after doing this. But, you know, we do have the balance of it. And like, that's the great thing. You just have to go with the flow. Every person is completely different. And like, I suppose that's why there's a match out there for everybody. And yeah, that is the great thing about it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And so have you found people coming into you, Mairéad, who might be 25 or 27, and you know, talk to them a bit and think, you're an old 27. Then recommend to them that perhaps they should be dating someone a bit older than them?
Absolutely, we'd have a look at that. Like, I have a lovely gentleman in Cork at the moment. He's 30 years of age and he's open to dating a lady right up to 38. Now, that doesn't seem like a huge difference, but he would like to have a family at some stage. And so he is a lot more mature. I'm not going to give out his job title here, but it is, his job does need a certain level of maturity, of emotional awareness, emotional intelligence. And so he just fits who he is perfectly. And then I might meet ladies that are a little bit more, you know, more balanced to that. You know, do want to meet a man that's older in, younger in age, but just has that maturity. Like, I do meet as well sometimes people, like gentlemen in their early 40s, and they're, you know, a little bit old fashioned is what I would say. You know, might say to me, I love doing things with trains and playing chess and stuff like that. And like, there is the female equivalent to that. And of course, we do same sex relationships here as well at Love HQ. But that's what makes the world go round. And like, it is fascinating. That's why I love what I do, because you are genuinely meeting each person, getting to know them, and like trying to figure out what is their niche that we can match up with somebody else. And sometimes you find love, like that's the part of matching as well. There's a little bit of magic involved. It's like, you know, sometimes someone might come to you and say, I like whatever, unicorns even. And you're like, God, I don't have anybody else in my books that likes unicorns. And then 2 days later, someone's like, oh, I have a big thing for unicorns, you know. So it can just work. And that's the, it's a bit of magic about doing matchmaking as well.
For people who are, you know, who are on the second go around, divorced, let's say, because, and you know, I'm asking you this question because someone texted in to say, my ex-husband, who's 57, is dating a 26-year-old. Our 20-year-old daughter is disgusted. do you have to kind of bring up those kind of sensitivities with someone if they go, I'd like someone considerably younger than me, if it's the same age as your child kind of thing?
I don't judge anybody that comes to us. We just get them to give us the information and then we discuss it. Now, I would say to them, and we're all about increasing the probability of success. So if somebody says to me, if a man says to me, I'm 57 years of age and I'd like to go out with the lady that's 26, like that example there, I will say to them, to be honest, on my books, of the 26-year-olds that we have there, none of them are looking for a 57-year-old at the moment. Or there might be one that is, you know, but they're nearly looking for a sugar daddy almost type of personality. And so you have to be realistic with them. Like, there's no point in me then inviting them to join our matchmaking service if I don't feel that we have suitable matches for them in that. So we have to be realistic. Now, very often, if I have a conversation with that 57-year-old and say, realistically, we're probably looking at the youngest we could match you with is for maybe 40, 41, 42 or something like that. But those sort of age groups are still probably looking to have a family. So would you be open to having more children? And then his daughter would be completely horrified if she's 20 years of age and she's going to have a new brother or sister. But like, we have to be realistic. We are managing people's expectations. It's very rare that I would get people looking for that. Now, out in the wild on the day-to-day basis, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know who you're going to fall in love with. That's the great thing about pheromones. Your pheromones bounce off people you meet all day long. And that's why sometimes you have chemistry with the most random people that you're like, I really shouldn't have chemistry with this person. They work in my office and I don't know why I fancy them. And then other times when you're doing something like online dating and you think this is going to be a great match and you show up and 3 seconds later, you know, you're thinking to yourself, oh no, I don't feel any chemistry for this person. That's what the great thing is about chemistry, is because your body and not just your mind is trying to figure out that if you were to have babies together, would they have a diverse gene pool is the base of it. But essentially your body's trying to figure out, are you compatible for each other on a different level to tall, dark, handsome, what job do they do and where do they like to go on holidays, you know?
Yeah. Marie, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Marie Luckman there from Love HQ Matchmaking. Fair amount of comment on this. One texter says, I'm 20 years younger than my wife's ex. I'm 5 years younger than her, so it wasn't too bad, I suppose. She's pretty delighted with the current situation, so am I. The only judgment is on women dating younger men, another texter. Well, I don't know. Someone's texting in to see men who only date younger women, especially as they get older, do so because they have huge egos and think they're God's gift. Someone needs to tell them the truth. I'm speaking from experience. It's nearly enough to make me wish I was a lesbian. That sounded pretty judgy to me, though. It sounds like there's a lot of pain in that particular message as well. I'm a 49-year-old single man. I wouldn't consider dating somebody more than 10 years younger or older than me, as I just don't think I've enough in common with somebody older, which is, you know, fair enough. Inevitably, someone makes the point that Leonardo DiCaprio was having a great time. If I was as famous as him, I'd be doing the same. And another expected one, which is this old saw, that half your age and add 7 is as low as you can go. Which means if you're 80, you can date a 47-year-old. That's what that means in practice, if you can recognise them, you know, twice in a row. The issue with big gaps is that they get smaller as you get older, i.e. 30 goes out with 45 is better than 20 goes out with 35, but everyone gets older, the gap widens again, 55 and 70. Maybe not, I don't know, actually. Yeah, I would have thought as you get older, the gap would seem to lessen. Because neither of you are regarded as particularly young anymore. I'm 69. My partner is Malaysian and 61. She looks in her early 40s. And everywhere I go, we notice the odd looks.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.